Hi, welcome back to part two of a four-part series. My name is Jen Andrew, and I'm the owner and founder of Tribe Yoga in Leander, Texas. Part two, trust, a letting go. I hope everyone's doing well, and if you had a chance to listen to part one, that you've begun to dive into some of the work. I'd like to recap briefly. Last episode, we talked about what it means to be present, to create presence in your life. Well, in order to have presence, you must revisit the places that got you where you are today. Take a look at them, and then make the difficult choice to begin to do things differently. We are so good with the automatic. In fact, we are masters because we've had a lot of rep work under our belts. Now, it's not a good or a bad thing. It just is, and the sooner we can step out of that cycle and the familiar, the sooner you can begin to start living life for yourself, building strong relationships, and being aware of what's good for your heart and your soul versus what is just truly not. Remember, we need more positive reps when we're recreating ourselves and our agreements, so that when we find our triggers, we don't run. We stop, look them dead in the face, and feel it. Go through it, and then move forward versus back to an automatic state of living. The crutch, the comfort, the vice, the fill in the blank. We're rewiring our brains, friends, and unfortunately, we cannot have a surgeon go in and make a few snips and then wire us up the right way. This is your work and only your work. And remember, it's not pretty at times, and it's hard, really, really hard. Have trust that the work reaps rewards in ways that will be so powerful for you. Trust is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. In order to allow these so-called reps to begin, to take action in our lives, we must trust it without knowing what the future holds. Yes, it feels uncertain, scary, not predictable, and guess what? You have to let go of a little control here, otherwise you'll be crushed by the unmet expectations. And we all know how that ends most often. Right back to the square one, where the beginning, where it occurred. Since we live in a world where we are being conditioned to receive instant gratification, we're required to have patience, and a lot of it through this work. I'm going to tell you a little secret, and some of you may already know it. You are not in control of anything in life, except one thing and one thing only. Your attitude, or your reaction to events, meaning what you do with the information. Think about how many countless hours, days, months you've been putting in reps for the fear of the unknown. Think about how this permeates your vessel. It's toxic. This is all complete waste of time and energy. Do you really think that worrying about what other people think of you is going to change anything? Or worrying about getting fired from a job is going to prevent you from being let go? Or worrying about your partner cheating on you is going to prevent them from making that choice? What about worrying if you will die at an early age, or possibly that your child will go before you? These are all unfortunate events that may potentially happen in your life. Notice I didn't say happen to you, because nothing is happening to you. You are not being attacked or dealt a bad hand, even though, yes, it sometimes will feel that way. These are events, and they happen in life. Some are good, some are bad, some tragic, and some just unexplainable. But there will always be events as long as you are living. No amount of worry is going to prevent any of it from ever happening. We must have trust. Trust that we don't have all the information yet, or that we ever will. Now, tapping into your true essence and being present is your superpower. Your superpower to combat fear and worry. When you have trust that you're doing your best, you are doing the work, and that you're showing up for yourselves and asking for what you need and saying no to the things that don't serve you, to begin to invest trust into yourself, the process, in the good, the bad, the ugly, knowing it's all required to reach whatever level we are meant to reach in life. It requires an actual investment. Let's call our collateral for investment reps for fun. How many reps do we need for the investment? If you guessed a minimum of 10K, you listened to the last episode. But who knows how many we really need specifically? I promise it's more than a few. It's not automatic, and it's not a natural feeling, and it also takes a shitload of work. When we begin to radically trust ourselves, a lot of stuff is going to begin to erupt. This is when you begin to shed all the robes you've been wearing that were not absolutely required of you. This means you're on the right track, and weirdly enough, even though it feels like you're imploding, you're on the right track. And that feeling of imploding, well, that's because in a beautiful and raw and effed up way, you are. Tears will be shed. You could wear a path away under your feet from pacing. You'll go back and forth, not just physically, but mentally as well, hundreds and thousands of times over. Implosion is an instance of something collapsing violently inward. When we implode, we have no other option than to see our inside as a whole, our heart. To see what's left of us, what we need and what we crave, who we really are, what we're passionate about, and we also see what needs to go. It's heartbreaking work, literally. It hurts. You will lose friends and ones that were once BFFs. You'll question jobs and maybe even put your 2 weeks in or flat out quit. You'll question relationships or possibly your marriage. You'll be questioned, evaluated, and be given more unsolicited advice than you ever knew was possible. Suddenly, everyone's an expert on the subject of you. Weird. Before my divorce, I started this process before I knew what was actually happening in my world. It was complete chaos. I remember battling the feeling of not being where I thought I should be. I remember thinking, this is not my path, and why do I continue to walk it? I remember thinking, why am I hanging out with people that don't have the same values or views? Everything just began unraveling, and I fought it because I'm stubborn and I don't like failing. At the time, I considered my loss of friendships and my divorce failures. I tried to keep them maintained and polished. I tried to fit the mold of the perfect wife in my marriage, which ended up getting me further away from any definition of perfect, which does not exist, remember? I tried to explain to myself, to my friends, my family, with no success, or words, should I say, to make sense of where I was trying to go on my journey. The thing is, when you don't trust yourselves with the information you're receiving, it's impossible to move forward. You find yourself in limbo worrying about all the what-ifs, which keep you exactly where you are, or even worse, makes you move backwards. This is a tough cycle to break and requires some confidence along with trust. And at the end of the day, you'll never be guaranteed of how something will turn out. You'll never be able to know what your future holds for certain. You are not in control. So why not try something new? Why not trust your gut and what it's telling you? You could be wrong, but you could also be right, and regardless of the outcome, there's a reason your gut was telling you something. Now, this is important. The point is, when we have trust in something, the point is to not immediately be confirmed right or wrong, but to trust that this is a moment in your life that is preparing you for something greater down the road, another moment or an event, something you would otherwise have never learned or experienced had you not trusted yourself to make certain decisions. Trust to break certain habits. Trust to let go of unhealthy relationships. trust to take leaps of faith, or to let go of control of it all. I'm a big believer in the Great Spirit, signs and symbols, and I follow them all the time. If I ever doubt myself on my path, my symbols and signs show up every single time. They are tools I use to navigate my path. I could write a book on the bizarre happenings of my signs, symbols, and animal totems, and even a shaman stone story that you wouldn't believe even if I told you. It's not for everyone, but I do believe that everyone has an inner guide that helps them and comforts them along their journey. What is this for you? A simple way to explain it is also this being, a power greater than yourself, or God showing you little reminders throughout your way. This life thing is hard, and no one's going to get closer to where you're destined to be than yourself. You can want something so dearly for someone, but know you have zero control of actually making it happen. And that isn't your job for someone else either. You can lead by example, you can share stories, and you can do your best every single day, knowing you're chipping away at your positive reps. You must trust that this alone can move mountains and can remove some of the weight of the world that calls your shoulders home sweet home. Stay well, friends, and much love.